USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Winter weather alerts are in effect for millions across more than 20 states as a powerful storm impacts a big portion of the U.S. this week. Iowa forecaster Andy Irvin says people in the region need to be ready for anything.
Strong winds combined with ice accumulation could result in tree damage and power line damage across the area, so we could see some power outages.
The National Weather Service says to expect heavy snow from the west coast to the northeast through Thursday. FlightAware says more than 1,500 U.S. flights have been canceled so far. Nearly half the flights in and out of Minneapolis-St. Paul have been canceled. The administrator of the EPA says he currently cannot explain the symptoms many residents of East Palestine, Ohio are feeling after that train derailment.
Is anybody experiencing any adverse health impact? They should seek medical attention.
Michael Regan, speaking on CNN this week, also laid blame on Norfolk Southern for being far less than eager in its participation. The Pentagon is warning China about supplying lethal aid to Russia in its war with Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said there will be a price to pay if China decides to provide lethal aid to Russia.
There will certainly be consequences should they deepen their relationship with Russia.
Singh went on to say,
we haven't seen them give lethal aid to Russia at this time for the war, but they haven't also taken that off the table.
She added, the Pentagon is very disappointed that Russia is suspending a key nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
A White House plan to limit asylum is winning praise from those on the southern border. Congressman Henry Cuellar says it forces illegal immigrants to apply before they arrive.
This rule doesn't limit anything. What it does is just say if you're going to ask for asylum, you ask for it in an orderly process.
Illegal immigrants who do not apply in advance will not be eligible for asylum under the plan. Central bank meeting minutes released today indicate there's likely another 0.25% interest rate hike coming. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A suspect accused of carrying out multiple deadly shootings in Florida is in custody now.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide.
Police say they happened Wednesday in and around the same scene in Pine Hills near Orlando. A woman found fatally shot in the morning. In addition, a woman and a 9-year-old girl were shot inside of a home. The 19-year-old suspect being formally charged in the morning murder. More charges are expected. Former President Trump visiting the site of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
We pray for you and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve.
While visiting the town weeks after the crash, Trump praised local first responders and called out the Biden administration's handling of the crash.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
The former president added residents need answers and results, while saying rail operator Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its obligations. Tesla is moving back to California. Earlier today, Elon Musk was joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom in a press conference where he announced the plan. Tesla's global engineering headquarters, currently situated in Austin, Texas, will be moving to Palo Alto. Musk moved the company to Texas in 2021 after a dispute with California health officials over COVID rules. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.